Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Struggling with erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, is now available without prescription. Just a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist, in person or online, can help. Find it at pharmacies nationwide or visit www.cialisformen.ie for more details. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label. Go Loud.
Back to the weekly roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, what's going on? Mark Megan's weekly roast is proudly sponsored by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep an erection whenever you need it. If the idea of walking into a pharmacy makes you feel a bit awkward, don't sweat it. Pharmacists have heard it all before. Nearly 3 in 10 men have dealt with ED at some point, so you're far from alone. Just have a quick, quiet chat, grab what you need, and walk out with your head held high. Figuratively, of course. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity contains tadalafil. Always read the label. Okay. It's happening. Are you ready? I promised. It's time to deliver. Here we go. Mark Megan, good stuff. July 25th, live Ambassador Theatre. Let's fucking go. Any reaction?
Let's fucking go. Cannot believe it.
My friends, it's happening. There's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of whispers. There's been a lot of bullshit beaten around the bush and all the rest. But it is time for me to dust off the boots and to thread the boards once again. Mark Megan Live. Good Stuff is the name of the show. Brought to you by MCD. I will be taken to the stage this summer, July 25th. Okay. I'm going to give you the context, okay? Firstly, it's Wednesday today. If you're listening now, that's great. It's going to be announced on my Instagram this morning. You've probably seen that. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.ie. If you want to get a ticket, okay, please log on at 10 a.m. exactly, even 2 minutes to 10. Make sure your account's set up and all of that shite. Don't, it's one night only. I don't want you to miss out on tickets, okay? If you aren't familiar with Ticketmaster or you need help, whatever, just send me a message on Instagram and I will DM you the ticket link, okay? Because this always happens where whenever I've done shows in the past, I announce them and then people go, oh, grand, I'll whatever, we might do that. And then they wait a couple of days and they're gone. And unfortunately, yeah, that's what happens. So I don't want that to happen today. So this Friday, 10 a.m, okay? Ticketmaster.ie. You can get the link on my Instagram at Megan Mark. If you've any trouble, just DM me. But please arrange in advance with your WhatsApp groups or with your wife, your husband, your whoever you want to attend with, and make sure one of you is online at 10 a.m. to see me live July 25th. And which will the show is called Good Stuff. It is effectively, I don't reveal anything, but let's just say I will be perfecting all of my accents in advance. I will be reviewing some of the finest contributions to my Instagram over the last 5 years. I can't wait. It's going to be, I'm terrified, I'm excited, I'm everything. And I'm going to tell you a very quick story before we start today's show, okay? And I promise you it's not going to be nauseatingly earnest, but it's going to be a little bit earnest. In March 2022... I was 6 months sober, okay? And I did my first ever live show. And until then, I had like a ginormous anxiety complex, just a complex of life, basically. I was 6 months sober and I didn't know my arse from my elbow in every regard. And I did a show in the Sugar Club in Dublin, Okay? Now, would you like something lovely? In the audience of that first ever show was a man who himself had yet to stop drinking and was a complete stranger to me at the time. And that man is sitting opposite me today, and his name is Mystery Mick. And here he is today, and I want him to be a part of the Good Stuff show on the 25th of July, so we're going to figure that out. Isn't that full circle or not? And now, he's not still drinking. That's the, you know, he was drinking then, he's drinking now, and this is effectively an intervention.
Drinking the Good Stuff?
Yeah, you're gone, Stuff. There you go. I know that that's like, in a way it's earnest, in a way it's Mark Megan Shag's groupies. But, you know, here we are. Nevertheless, the live show is happening. You have asked for it. I have listened. This Friday, Ticketmaster.ie, Mark Megan's Good Stuff. Good stuff.
Unbelievable.
Hi, Mark. Love the show, by the way. Going back to the 80s, Pavarotti was coming to Dublin. He was playing in The Point. It was The Point at the time. A friend of mine was going to see him, and she went to get her hair done beforehand. And when she was in the hairdresser asked, "Are you going anywhere nice?" And she said, yeah, she'd been going to Pavarotti. And your woman says, "Oh, lovely," she said. "How long are you going for?" Cheers.
I mean, I don't know.
God love her.
It's innocent.
Yeah, I feel bad for her.
Oh, I've heard that's lovely this time of the year. Have you been to Viennetta? I mean, Pavarotti was an icon, though.
He was. I don't know if I would have been going to see him in The Point, though.
Well, no, but you're not a 64-year-old Blue Rinse Brigader either, though. So, not that she was, by the way. But, like, I would have... Do you know who gets too much heat?
Yeah.
Andrea Bocelli.
You think?
If he had sight, nobody would be interested. If that guy had 20/20, he would be pub musician.
Yeah.
Genuinely. People just love...
No, I Bocelli's talented.
Stevie Wonder would, with or without eyes, grand, guaranteed. Ray Charles, same again.
Absolutely.
Bocelli, I don't know.
Good voice.
What's the difference between Bocelli and Charlotte Shirt? No, this is... Let's go.
Into the hairdressers of a Friday evening to get a wash and a blow dry. I think it was about 4:30 or 5:00. When I went in, there was hardly anybody left, and I kind of got the vibe that they all wanted to go out drinking. There was a night out planned, and they were making no secret about the fact that I was one of the last people and this was going to hold them up. So there's a bit of huffing and puffing going on. They were washing my hair at the sink. And one of them was chatting to the other one while she was washing my hair, sloshed my wet hair all over my face, laughed and was like, "Oh, sorry about that," laughing in my face, and then brought me back over to the chair, was towel drying my hair, and again started talking about how they were going to be kept late because I was the last person there. And then the other hairdresser just looked over at her friend who was towel drying my hair and said, "Oh, sure, she have fuck all hair. You won't be that long, love." And the two of them were like, "Yeah, you're right," as though I was fucking deaf.
But I mean, that's just abuse. Like, you can't just abuse your customers.
Utterly disgraceful. Carry on.
If you just walked in off the street at 5:00 and they're like, "Oh, listen, we're cleaning up." It's their prerogative. Say yes or don't say yes.
Absolutely.
There is actually nothing worse when somebody says yes to doing something, but then makes it out like they are doing or performing a Trojan act. Mm. "Oh, well, like, I suppose, you know, I could do that, but like, I'd have to go back into the office." Yeah, well, you fucked it up. So I don't care whether you get a unicycle to your brother's gaff and do it on the top of his roof. You made the mistake. Go and fix it.
Yeah, 100%.
Slagging your one for having not a lot of Gruig. Not fair.
Just in her face as well. I can actually picture it. You would.
She's got these four straw-like wisps of hair drenched, matted against her cheeks. Doesn't have a lot to work with. It's just like it's a jump from being marginally pissed off to having a complete go.
Yeah, no, that is legitimate abuse. That's not nice.
But there's like those people though who, you know, you're having a group slag, and to this day that they just can't. You know, people that can't accept a joke.
Yeah.
Like they cannot tolerate. It's the biggest red flag, I think. If somebody can't take a joke against themselves, it shows that they are control freaks. It shows that they're constantly trying to determine the outcome of each interaction, which is just a fool's errand. You're going to die unhappy. Mm. But you know the way you'd be having a laugh and go, oh, yeah, Jesus, do you remember the time you tried to pull Becky Lynch and you end up, you know, yeah, your parents are divorced. It was real messy. Your dad got thrown out of Portmarnock. He shat in the showers. He slept in his Jeep there in UCD. Survived on pot noodles. So
that's essentially every reaction you give to me.
Let's play the next voice.
There we go.
Hey, Mark. Loving the podcast. Really enjoying the addition of Mystery Mick the last few weeks. It's been great. So my hairdresser, I love her to bits. She's a legend. Was going to her for years in this salon. And one day out of the blue, got a call off the owner of said salon, who proceeded to tell me that my hairdresser was no longer taking clients because she had a terminal illness. She was really unwell and she was leaving work, but she also didn't want to be contacted, didn't want anyone get in touch with her and wouldn't be in touch with anybody, that we'd all have to switch over to a new hairdresser in that salon. So I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's awful. We'll get in contact and sort out another hairdresser whenever, like, there's no panic. But I knew my hairdresser for years, so naturally I was going to send her a message and just be like, look, no need to reply, but I'm really sorry to hear that you're not well. Thinking of you, you know, sending you love. My hairdresser got back to me and was like very shocked to hear that she was unwell, because actually there was nothing wrong with her. She had just left that salon and went to set up her own salon. And she said that she had heard the same story from a few clients who had texted her to see how she was and was absolutely shocked that the owner of the previous salon would have gone to such lengths to make sure that she didn't get to take any of her customers with her. So she rang her up anyway and said it, and the previous owner flat out denied doing it, even though she had heard from like a lot of her clients that this is exactly what she had rang them and said.
Completely insane. Completely, absolutely, that is, my friends, derangement levels. Pretending someone has cancer because they quit. Like, okay, hold on a second. We will get to that.
Yeah.
But can we please explore the sort of Orwellian dystopia wherein you're in a hospital awaiting bad news, and they give the job to your hairdresser to break the bad... Why is she breaking this person's bad news? Do you know what I mean? Imagine you're in Vincent's or The Matter and you've done a series of tests and it's not looking good and they're not getting to the bottom of things, and you're sitting there with clasped knuckles, sheet white with the nerves. Do you know what I mean? Your mum sort of got her hand, because at the end of the day, it will always be your mum in a moment like that. And your wife is to your side and they both have their hands in your lap and they're saying, look, whatever happens, we'll make a plan, we'll move forward, you know? And then the doctor comes out and goes, so Mark, if you could just come in here for a second, we've got Leandro from Peter Mark in Nutgrove who'd like to break some bad news. Girl, you're dying. Do you know what I mean? So many problems. But this is completely insane. Why is my hairdresser telling me about the terminal illness? Yeah, so I've been checking, and are you any nice holiday plans? You're dying, actually. And would you like a treat? Yeah, or did you go away in the weekend? Did you? Yeah, you've got, you know what I mean? This is completely and utterly over the outrageous. I would just be like, hiya, Tina. Probably a Tina. I was like, hiya, Tina. I'd like to book an appointment in with Reggie for Friday. No, you can't. No, he's terminally ill. Like, I just... You have to wonder how somebody would fall for that. Tone of voice is obviously a huge thing.
Totally. But it's so far from reality that maybe you wouldn't even question it.
Yeah, because it's the aces up your sleeve, which actually we should explore in a really morbid way. The mental health awareness, which needs to continue. We all need to continue to work to make everybody more aware of the nuance surrounding mental health. But it's the way that some people are realizing they can use it as a trick.
Oh, totally.
You know,
absolutely.
That's something we don't need to get into today. But it's so, you're right. It's so extreme that it does, you sort of just go, okay.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody says, oh, do you fancy going to sleepover? I can't, my parents are divorced. I have to feed my dad Sunny Delight sort of hamster style in a little, to attach a little flask to the window of his car, sort of like hamster wheels. You know, those little thing, the tubes with the silver
yeah.
and pour a Budweiser light into it whilst he listens to Post Malone tunes. Crying about the divorce. Never the least. The tone of voice is a huge thing as well. I remember there was a death in our family recently and the guy from the crematorium, you know, you're talking pretty reverent time.
Yeah.
And funeral, guys that work in funeral homes and women that work there are usually pretty good at keeping it sort of somber but respectful, knowing when to be just a light touch. The guy rang me from the crematorium. Nana dead. Nana is going to die. She's already, what? I don't believe it. You want to put her in the oven? I've got to preheat it on. Well, Angela, 80 degrees. Oh, my day. Right. The prayers of the faithful. Sorry. Why are you calling me? I'm her grandson. Do you know what I mean? Nevertheless, who are you anyway? Let's go.
So, yeah, it was about 5 years ago. I was sitting down, chatting away, as you do, about life. And in comes two fellas, balaclavas, with knives, and wanted to steal money, so they got their money. I just got the sides done, number two, and just about to get the top scissors cut. And bear in mind, I wear glasses as well, so I don't have my glasses on me. This all happened, and I tried to find my glasses. I was squinting. Still had the mop that needed to be cut. And yeah, Barbara ran out. There was no one else in the shop. And came back in, had to ring the guards. We waited and waited. He was on the phone and yeah, it was about 2 hours later. He finally finished. And yeah, I still go. We still often talk about it.
Right. Well, like, I don't really care about the haircut. Like, I don't care about whether the haircut got finished. That is, why did he spend so little time talking about the lads with knives and fucking balaclavas and put the focus on his inability to see and the mop on DeAndre Bocelli style? No, but like, I don't care about the mop. That is absolutely insane.
It is insane, but to be fair to him, you would be sitting there afterwards and be like, you know, okay, well, can I get my hair cut now?
I feel like it's a very vulnerable position to be in for men with balaclavas. And it's also holding up a, whatchamacallit, a barber's, like, you're probably not going to get a huge amount of cash.
No, I also feel like of general professions, like a lot of them would profess to having martial arts backgrounds.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Let's explore that point. What are you and what am I to infer from that?
I mean, a lot of the conversations I've had in the barber chair are about, you know,
yes, I kicked the fuck out of this lad in the weekend. Like,
I'm never getting a good haircut again.
There is a preoccupation with UFC.
Yeah.
I feel like if I need to know where to illegally stream something, barbers are your man. If I need to learn how to, illegally stream something, let's just steady on now, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we all need to regroup. We're having a good July 25th, MCD presents Mark Megan, good stuff. If you're listening to this, get yourself a ticket on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Please don't miss out and then get angry with me because I can't control that. This isn't like the other live shows wherein I was able to like do the door and I'd be able to go, ah, fuck it, we'll just be... None of that. This is beyond my control now. So please set an alarm for your phone this Friday, 10 a.m. Tickets go on sale, ticketmaster.ie, and let's sell this bloody show out, okay? Onival, let's go.
So, during COVID, I went for an illegal haircut at my barber's apartment. So, I knew the barber pretty well. I had been going to him for a year or two. We start into the haircut, and he asked me, would I like a massage? this wasn't that weird. He would often give me kind of like a neck massage when I'd be in the barbers. So I was like, yeah, okay, grand. I always close my eyes when I get my hair cut and just chill. So wasn't weird that he's giving me a neck massage. And they said, take off your t-shirt and I can give you like a back, neck and shoulders. Again, knew him quite well, had given me a neck massage before. I was just sat there. And then a few minutes into that, he goes, why don't you go off the sofa and take off your trousers and I can give you a full body massage. I know I sound thick here, but I was like, okay, I like massages. It's grand. Yeah, okay. So we're a couple of minutes into the full body massage and then I get the shock of my life. He obviously had stripped naked or down to his boxers. I think he was naked and climbed up on top of my back. So I jumped. He startled me. He's like, what? I was like, oh God. He goes, I thought you were gay. I was like, I am. But why are you lying on top of me? Anyway, we had sex on his couch. And a little while into that, a couple of minutes into sexy time, he says, oh, we need to hurry up. And I said, why? And he said, I won't say the person's name, is coming home. And I was like, what does that matter? He goes, he's my husband.
Oh, completely ludicrous.
Same. Where is this barber's?
We got Carl Daw. Enter voice of Carl Dawson. That's just, oh, that's shocking. Jesus, my friend is looking a bit.
I don't know. I could use a short back and sides. A wank as well. You can imagine.
Carl Dawson entering the fold, who is gay, by the way. So he's allowed to make the jokes. So don't be getting all, Carl, talk to me about this now. Can I ask you as a gay man?
Yeah.
Would it be, in your experience of getting haircuts, would a massage be part of that?
Absolutely not. I've been going to the wrong barber. Wrong barber.
Paying through the nose and Peter Mark.
No happy endings in my barbers.
No. So let's just think about this. Your man sits down to get his hair cut and the guy just goes, oh yeah, mind if I give you a massage? No, mental, but no.
What's that, a short back and wank?
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Take your top off. No. Sorry, you've left the door open and there's breeze coming in, so my tatines are now frozen in the wind. No, I will not be taking my top off. Oh, you've got, this whole thing is just completely and utterly, as you might say, my boys, dérangement. Guys, I hope you're enjoying the weekly roast. It's a very nervous, frenetic, exciting and terrifying time upon the announcement of my live show. As I said, Mark Megan Good stuff. July 25th, Ambassador Theatre. Get yourself some tickets. Get your family, friends involved. It's honestly going to be the funniest thing in the world because I feel like, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but I feel like I should wheel out a couple of slop. No, let's just not promise anything that's not. Let's just see. But I feel like, I don't know, Mrs. Jollies, if you're out there, let me know if you want to come on my show. Okay, guys, it's part two of the roast of barbers and hairdressers. Let's get into it. Forgive the nervous energy. I've got a lot on my mind today, but I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you so much for listening. I'm here with my great and dear trusty sidekick, Mystery Mick. Favourite time of the week. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. Big congratulations to yourself and Darren. Love the podcast. So years ago, I used to work in a salon. And this man, who was very well known throughout the town, used to come in with his daughter a few times in the year. She'd be coming in to get her highlights done and he'd come with her, and the daughter was about 20 at the time, and when she'd be getting her hair done, he'd sit down and get his hair cut too, and he'd be spinning around in the chair watching all of us, like watching the girls working in the salon, watching his daughter. And there was a couple of times he was caught with his lad in his hand.
No.
And you'd see it peeping out through the gown when he'd be getting his hair cut. Eventually, this was going on a while, And I was only training, and there was another girl there who was only training, so we weren't going to say anything to him. But eventually the boss had to say something to him, and he blackened the salon around the town because he was told basically he couldn't be doing that. And he didn't come back then for a long, long time. But eventually he made a reappearance.
I mean,
everything about this is wrong.
The audacity is the only thing that I can say. The audacity. So let's just go through this. This guy is accompanying his 20-year-old daughter for haircuts.
Yeah.
Feels a little bit. Anyway, yeah. He's accompanying his 20-year-old daughter for haircuts. He's sitting in a chair himself, swinging around. Already that's annoying. Already you're annoying me. If I'm waiting for my haircut and there's this clown doing 360 fucking spins in the barber chair, that's driving me up the wall.
Absolutely.
And then you've got the head of a willy peeking out. Why is he in a cape? Why has he been given a cape? This guy who's not even getting his hair chopped is given a cape. And then she says a couple of times he'd have his lad in his hand. So this is just this series of events. It was sort of hit or miss whether or not the willy would be out. Like, this is, there's people who are complicit in this willy.
Completely.
Stuff.
You ring the guards the first time this happens.
Oh, well, we were only training, so obviously it was. Oh, so what day of barber school gets you to deal with the head of a cock? Oh, no, you'd have to. That's when you graduate. That's obviously, that's when you do the masters. Your H-dip, your H-dick. Do you know what I mean? This is completely insane. Good stuff. 25th of July. So he's just sitting there with his lad out and the daughter in the room. Yeah, arrest the man, throw him away, not even into a padded cell. I think beneath a well, deep below the earth's surface, and don't let the guy ever emerge again. A complete and utter pervert. Then, by the way, the cream on top of the cake is that he has the audacity to go around and blacken the name.
Oh, that place is an awful old fucking kip.
Is it? Why is that, Dermot? I love your one tooth, by the way.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't let me have the lad out of my hand 2 out of the 7 times I was there recently.
Just completely ridiculous. We should do a Flashers episode. No, we couldn't. It would just be 50,000 penises. Okie doke. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. I still have the gawks thinking about this. I decided to shake things up a bit and try a new salon. It had good enough reviews online, so I made an appointment and off I happily went. She showed me where I was to sit. I sat. She offered me a coffee, which I gladly accepted. She arrived out with said coffee and 2 beautiful chalky biscuits on the side. She proceeded to show me the colour chart. This is where things started to get messy. She started to itch a scratch, obviously had in her privates. Ooh, down yonder. Thought I was seeing things, I proceeded studying the colour chart. She has another itch, and I could see her right behind me in the mirror. At this point, I had the 2 biscuits devoured and was now praying that she was wearing gloves while preparing my coffee and treats. I didn't finish that coffee as I saw her in the mirror mixing the hair colours, having a good old scratch with her long manicured nails. Now, either she was wearing a very tight knickers or had yeast issues, I don't know, but she continued to scratch herself every so often throughout my visit. Dirty bitch, I thought to myself as my stomach turned at the thought of those biscuits digesting in my stomach and wondering if I would need a dose of antibiotics after her. Now, the hairdo was grand, but I didn't expect the extras I received in there as a new customer. Needless to say, I haven't gone back. And typical Irish, I went and left her a bloody tip. And said, I loved it. Thanks very much.
Oh, God, the biscuits. Gives a whole new meaning to custard cream.
Oh, Mark, no, 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 no.
Oreos? Fanny Splodgers?
Fanny Splodgers?
I don't know, I'm not a fanny expert. or discharged. She should be discharged with a crime. That is just completely perverse. I swear to God, by the way, and you know this person. So there's somebody I used to get my hair cut from, right? I used to get my hair cut from him. And on my like fourth or fifth haircut, I was like, every time I get my haircut from him, he is pulling at... It's like, I originally thought, like this caller, I was like, maybe it's just that the boxer shorts or underwear were too tight. Yeah. But I was like, he's sort of picking at his undercarriage, right? Oh, and then continuing on with the haircut. But he's like having a good root, do you know what I mean? So I'm like, this is fucking disgusting. And I'd start like then aggressively staring at his genitals to let him know, like, I see you, bro. Like, stop this. Yeah, yeah, Fresh X, you heard he's DJing. I know, like, I know all of that chat. Anyway, the day that it stopped, that I was like, I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
He had had, like, a really particularly long rummage, okay?
Oh, my God.
And then he just goes, oh, one sec, I've got to get the door. And I was like, grand. He turns around without realising that I can see in the mirror. And he just lifts his fingers up and smells his hands. Doesn't go near the door. Then comes back to him and is like, yeah, bro, Fresh, you believe McGregor's fighting? And you're like, no, I am done. The smelling of the fingers.
Oh, that is vile.
Okay, so back to this fucking, I don't know, minge mitts. Like, it's just complete. It's one of those ones that it's so awkward. It's so unbelievable. How are you? Thank you. I'll feed that. I'll do your minge. Like, no. One's enough.
One a week.
You already revoked. Live show, 25th of July. Yeah, good Lord. Good God.
Hey, Mark. I used to treat myself to haircuts in this really snazzy hairdressers in Dublin years ago, and I had my same hairdresser that I went to all the time, and he was a little bit out there and like a little bit funky and like would say kind of random stuff sometimes, and it was all kind of fun and frolics, whatever. But then one day I went in and like the conversation just got very weird very quickly. He was kind of asking like, would you ever consider doing this. It turned a little bit sexual at one point.
Huh.
And then he started telling me or asking me, did I ever consider eating human flesh?
Good stuff.
And told me that he had a real like inclination or fetish to like bite into like and get a chunk of human flesh and eat it and all this. Anyway, I left there and I was thinking, what the fuck? But he gave a great haircut. I went back the next time again, asked for the same guy. And when I went in, he apologised for the time before because he had been on a rollover and off his tits on ketamine.
Is that her?
That was a voice note, yeah.
Jeez, someone's about to have a very good night. She's about to fucking... She was getting hot and bothered throughout that. And then whatever that thing is, it requires two hands. That's like...
You jumped out of the chair there.
This. All right, France. All right, fucking Francophile. Oh, mon Dieu. C'est quoi ça? C'est quoi ça, un petit baguette? Ouh. Bah oui. Vas-y. D'accord. OK, on y va. Donc, une fille avec le chat. This girl. We're not going to talk about vaginas.
No.
This girl. Sorry. The fact of, like, this is the problem with sort of creeps in the real world, right? The idea of, like, yeah, so I was just getting my hair cut and then, you know, obviously things turn sexual. No, things should never turn sexual with your hairdresser. Eating people.
That's not even sexual.
That is, well, it depends how you, which side of the bread you like it buttered. Don't kink shame.
Yeah, sorry, you're going to get all...
That's Gen Z personified.
You're getting woke because I'm talking...
I've got relatives who would look at me and be like, you're a dog. And I'm like, why? Oh, because you just judge people just because they don't like... Just because they don't like what you like? Eating people, Susan, get the fuck out of my house at Christmas. You're ruining everyone's buzz. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you remember that guy in Germany in like 2008... who put up a Craigslist ad asking he wanted someone else to eat him.
Oh, wow.
Just put that up on Craigslist, right?
As you do.
And then this pervert randomly scouring Craigslist. It was like, oh, that's interesting. I came on looking for a dehumidifier, but yes, I wouldn't mind a fucking slice of Hans. So he gets in touch with Hans and he goes over to Germany and he eats him. And then he goes to jail for eating this lad.
Actually?
Yes, genuinely true. But the thing is, why, what I don't understand, and this is something that, like, it's like if you ever see a picture, you know those zoomy out things of the world?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just keep zooming out of Earth and then you zoom out again. That sort of gives me anxiety. I don't know why. Because okay. I'm like, what the fuck? Ugh. It's yeah, just yeah. a weird existential awareness that I'm not, I don't like it. Mm. Why does he want to, why is he getting off on the idea of somebody eating him when he will be dead? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not there to see.
You can't reflect upon it and enjoy your work.
Yeah, your consciousness will cease to exist.
It will be in his stomach.
Or will it? And that's the question.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Questions like those on Mark Megan's Ponder Thursdays, coming out soon with Virgin Media Ireland, because they would commission a... oh, check out my new fucking gardening show on Virgin Media. It's literally... Virgin Media just commissioned Alan Partridge ideas. Maeve Binchy's bollocks hole. No, this is completely... I don't know. Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay, you need a new hairdresser.
Yeah.
And also, oh, sorry, I was just on a push through. Cool, never go back to him.
Yeah, the idea that you would return, that's on you.
Yeah, that's on you. Okay. we probably, let's go.
Took my son for a haircut, and the day later I got the messages actually on Instagram saying, would I want to come go on a date? Anyway, it didn't end up having dates, ended up shagging in the salon. That was grand. Then a few days later, he said, would I want to come and meet his family? Oh, no, he said, would I want to go and do it all again? Grand. And then all of a sudden, then all his family came into the salon. Like they were Turkish or something, I don't know. So a lot of them came to the salon. And he introduced me to his cousin. And then afterwards, on the way home, he said, would I think about inviting his cousin on my passport? I said, I don't know what you mean. He goes, you're Irish, so you have a good passport. All you need to do is marry him and we'll pay you and we'll compensate you. Anyway, that was the end of that, and block, and we don't go to him anymore for haircuts.
Without casting any judgment.
Let's see a tiptoe around this.
I feel like the interview process for who this person sleeps with could be somewhat more rigorous.
Okay.
Turkish or something. I'm imagining, you know the way like people would lift up a dog's leg to see if it's a girl or a boy? I'm imagining her lifting up the phallus stuck to the sack. Looks Turkish.
Yeah.
Let me sit on it. Meriba. Let's go Turkey. Best coffee in the country. Best coffee in the world. Turkish people are the nicest people in the world.
I'm going there.
Pardon?
I'm going there in September.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where?
Cousin's wedding. Istanbul.
Istanbul or Constantinople. Istanbul, you know?
No.
Istanbul was formerly known as Constantinople, yes. Epicenter of the Silk Road. Come on, guys. Okay. Let's just stay with us. nevertheless, he asked me for a date. We ended up shagging in the salon. That's a jump.
That's disgraceful.
That's like, oh, hi, do you have Pepsi? No, we don't. But would a warm glass of piss be all right? Do you know what I mean? It's such a jump. Hey, honey, do you fancy going out for dinner? No. Do you fancy using the +5 camera on your iPhone and seeing if this is a hemorrhoid or just a spot? A galactic leap is going on a Tinder date versus shagging someone on a barber's floor. And imagine the hair. Imagine the hair. Oh, the hair on your back.
Yeah.
How could you maintain an erection? That would just not be for me. And then, like, would you get one of the Johnnies out of that, like, blue glass of Gatorade where they keep their combs? They just don't use them anymore.
No.
They just, like, barbers, I feel like, they're like, nah, Scram, we've got a Spotify playlist. Forget the health and safety. I've got a nice double tracksuit on. I play Drake tunes over the video. The male version of the bridesmaid 1,000-yard stare at the, you know, the MUA videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, fucking Linger by the Cranberries on the fucking bagpipes. And then it's just like Sinead from Dungannon. Just staring into the distance.
Have you ever done one of those?
Have I ever videoed a bridesmaid?
No, have you ever been asked... Oh, God, Mark. Have you ever been asked to do the, like, the thousand-yard stare after you get your little skin fade?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Big style. They'd be like, Jesus, with Megan's following. with his, like, concentrated army of young fellas. I don't know if I'm young fella comedy, let's be honest. I don't ever get recognised by young fellas.
No.
I get heckled by young fellas. Here, old fella. They actually, I'm an old fella now. Sorry, just go back to the shag with the barber. Shagging in the shop is a lot.
It's, yeah, awful. Absolutely awful.
A gee back and sides? Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't at all.
Sort of, instead of fringe, minge, just trying to think of haircut comedy.
Full fringe, full minge.
Instead of a mullet, pull it, side parting.
Fanny split.
Fanny split, there we go. Producer Carl, a.k.a. Dame Stuffy in the house, chiming in. More of that, please.
Yes.
Okay, you shag someone at a barber's. Oh, here we go, guys. It is the final section of the roast of hairdressers and barbers. If you're new to the show, it is great to have you with us. There's many, many episodes for you to catch up on. And thank you all so much for spreading the word. The greatest way to support the show is to share it with a friend. And furthermore, actually, something that really helps is if you could subscribe to it wherever you live. So if you're listening to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever, just click follow or subscribe, because that really helps. Last week, we were like really up in the charts in Spotify. Like overall, we were like 30, which includes like all the podcasts in the world.
Yeah.
And we were ahead of like some massive names, not going to name them. Deirdre O'Kane, Ryan Tuberty, Tony Cantona, you know what I mean? Like, complete pig and just not play. Like, no. Anyway, all three fucking legends who are doing incredibly well. Nevertheless, thank you so much for the support. We really and truly appreciate it. And last but not least, Ticketmaster.ie. If you want to come see me live, guys, tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. If you're having trouble finding the link, whatever, just send me a DM on Instagram and I will send you the link. Set your alarms. Please get it sorted with your friends in advance of 10 a.m. so somebody can be there. I won't be able to figure it out. I won't be able to help people after the tickets go on sale. So just please get it together and we're going to have a fucking unbelievable day, night rather, on the 25th. Okay, final section. Hold on to your hearts, hold on to your heads, my friends. It is about to get a little bit looser. Oniva, let's go.
So there's a barber in working in a well-known chain, in a well-known shopping centre in South Dublin. And every year, or maybe every second year, he goes on his holidays to Thailand and basically hunts out nonces who are over there, like, with kids, and just beats them up in the street. I think he's quite into MMA. But yeah, he's very quick to tell you about it. So if you can get an appointment with him, and if you can find him, you'll meet Nonce Batman.
Nonce Man. I mean, I don't know how I feel about this, because it actually opens us up to having a wider moral conversation, which about vigilantism, which we should discuss at some point, maybe not here, but somewhere else. I don't know how I feel about this. A society, okay, we have society. We have to adhere to the constructs of society in terms of the law and justice, right? And we have to hand that over to people in power. However, that likely goes all entirely out the window if you have a personal motivation. I know it shouldn't, but one might assume that if you or somebody you knew was subjected to this form of abuse, that maybe you might feel like taking matters into your own hands. Booking a flight on Skyscanner to go over and bludgeon sex tourists over the head with a bucket in Koh Phangan. Again, it's a bit off kilter. I'd be going to the south of France.
What's the vetting process? Is he just going?
Well, you see, this is it. If it's like, mate, you've got nearing. Poof, poof, poof. Mate, you still listen to Rick Astley. Poof. You wear cons and you're over the age of 34. Poof. Well.
Hey, Mark. Was down in Kildare Village last year. Thought I'd go into Newbridge then to get a top up on my mullet, because I'm class. First barber you had to book. Second one, there was a massive queue. So third one, completely empty. I stood in the doorway. Me and the barber just kind of staring at each other for a few seconds. Do you want a mullet? Yeah. Don't do mullets or these. All right. And I went on my merry way. Boggers, man. What can you do? Also, potential lawsuit for me there, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, good luck.
It's like, hello, Mark Megan, age 14. Absolutely no lawsuit there, brother. Like, and how much of a city slicker are you that you think Newbridge is like,
boggers,
you know, a fucking John B. Keane play? This is completely ludicrous. Who are you, Sarah Jessica Parker? Do you know what I mean? The big girl out of the big smoke that you think Kildare Village is on the outskirts of civilization. Good Lord. And by the way, while I have you, don't do mullets or V's. That is the best advice to give to any girl's Tinder bio. That's, she should, the women of Ireland would be much better suited romantically if they just had don't do mullets or V's.
Absolutely.
In their Tinder bios. Fair play to the barber. I'm with him 100% all the way. Let's go.
Hi, Mark. So when my son was around 2, I brought him in for a haircut. So she did the usual things, sat him up on the big chair, decided we'd go for scissors on top, little razor around the sides. So I was standing beside him, just trying to keep him entertained when she was cutting his hair. And after a couple of minutes, he lets out a little cry and she suddenly stops and looks. And I looked, and she was after cutting his ear with the razor. Don't ask me how she managed it, and drew blood. So she kind of giggled nervously, and I was like, oh Jesus. So she calls over one of the other girls, who I assumed she was going to get her to help fix whatever she had done, trying to go full Vincent van Gogh on my child's ear. And then the two of them looked, and the two of them started giggling. It was just the most bizarre experience of my life. So needless to say, I just got her to finish scissors on the top, and to this day my son, who's now 10, is still terrified of going to the barbers.
Yeah, traumatic. I remember one time I got a razor, a Remington razor, down in Power City, and I wanted my mum to cut my hair, and she literally, as she was doing it, she circumcised me. Okay, let's go.
So a friend of mine recommended his barber, because I had just mentioned that I was looking for a new one. So I went along, first time I'd been there, going around, he's cutting away, he's chatting to one of his colleagues, and just like in slow motion I could see it happening, his piece of spit came flying out, landed on my cheek, not acknowledged. My hands are underneath the cape, so I couldn't do anything. And he just keeps working away. Maybe 10 seconds later, he moves to the other side, just quickly wipes it away as if I hadn't noticed that it was on my face. And then, yeah, just kept going. And the haircut ended up being mediocre. So I think it was probably about 20 quid. So, you know, paid 20 quid to be spot on and have a mid haircut. Was not a good day. Also makes me question my self-worth that the way I've told that, I would have been okay with it if it had been a good haircut. To be clear, I would not have been.
I absolutely love this. It brings up a lot for me. I mean, the spitting is just perverse.
Yeah.
I remember I was at a stag do back in my drinking days. And I remember there was a stripper organised, which I don't have time to get into today, but I would not be a fan. I don't understand the sexual element to it. I just don't find it sexual. I don't get it. And the stripper got the groom down and was like whipping him on his back, and it looked insanely, insanely sore. Okay. And then had him on his back, right, swept him over, and then spat in his mouth. And I remember watching this, and this is when I was still in the height of like drinking and the rest. And I actually left and was like, that's where I draw the line. I still have some, like, that is just, and you've paid whatever, 180 snids on my Revolut. I mean, wherever. They've paid 240 quid as well for the private aftermath. But like, just absolutely not. Now, something else that he's touched upon, which I think is brilliant, is the vulnerability of when you are sitting in that chair in the Cape. Masculinity for me is confusing when my masculinity, right, at the best of times is a sort of grey area, and I tend to straddle the line between liking to think I'm not traditionally masculine but then occasionally letting myself down with grossly chauvinistic jokes. So I just sort of that line between wanting to be better but then still relying on old ways just to get a laugh. Do you know what I mean? So these sluts, no I'm joking, no. But like, but just like the end, July 25th. But like, for me, my masculinity, modern masculinity, is sitting, getting your hair done with your arms under the cape, right, and a piece of hair, like a clump of hair, landing on your cheek and a tickling the bejesus out of you. But me being too afraid to say to the barber, can you please move the hair from my cheek because it's tickling me? I'm like, no, I can't. I'm just not that progressive. But sitting there and, you know, you're like shaking, the tickle is so bad. And then he circumcised me. Thank you so much for listening to Weekly Roast, guys. I hugely appreciate it. It's unbelievable, the growth of the show in the last few months. I cannot thank you enough. I hope you are having an okay week. The good news, of course, is that good stuff, Mark Megan's good stuff, is coming to the Ambassador on July 25th. If you want to get tickets this Friday, Ticketmaster, 10 a.m, please set your clocks, get lined up in advance. And yeah, I can't wait to see you there. It's going to be fucking unbelievable crack. And with that, I just want to play, I got a voice note from somebody last night about the Instagram roast that I do, and it's a little review. I don't usually do this because I know it's just completely ludicrous to play something complimenting you, but this is a person's reaction to my roast on Instagram, and I honestly think it's the greatest thing I've ever heard. If you're coming on the 25th, this is hopefully what you can expect more of.
Shut your dirty hole. I cannot cope. I am living for Sundays. I swear to God. Who would even think to say, shut your dirty hole to a child? I just can't cope with it.
Surely not.
That's such a great sentence, though. Shut your dirty hole. But to a 5-year-old.
There you go. Thanks for listening. Mind yourselves. All the best.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Have a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist about Cialis for Men. 10 milligram film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil. Now available without prescription in pharmacies nationwide. Find out more at www.cialisformen.ie. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.